Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. How's everything going? Because you're touring at the moment and you've got the new album out. Well, still newish, isn't it?
Well, we like to still call it
absolutely new. It sounds... still has that new car smell.
Exactly. But no, it hasn't really been out for all that long, and it's been great to, you know, finally release that and then be doing a bunch of touring. Like, we started way back in February down in Tassie, and since then we've been, I think, you know, we've done South Australia and Victoria and New South Wales, and then a few regional Queensland dates, which were great. And then now we're looking forward to getting back to one of our favourite places in Queensland, Bundaberg. So that's going to be good fun.
I didn't realise you came to school here in Bundaberg. You were a student of Bundy.
I was, mate, back in the day. My dad was a high school teacher, and so we grew up in Tassie, but they did this thing back in those days where you could do like an exchange program with another family and another teacher. So they went down and taught at the school dad was at in Tassie, and we came up to Bundy for 12 months, and North Bundy High was where I went to school and played a little bit of footy up there as well, and it was great.
So what was your favourite subject apart from footy?
Favourite subject? Oh, look, music's always been a favourite.
I wonder why. I wonder what could possibly have brought you into that sort of field.
Exactly. No, I loved that. But school was actually quite a different experience because, you know, high school in Queensland and high school in Tassie back in those days was a little bit different. Even, I think, in Queensland you started high school in grade 8 and then down in Tassie it was grade 7 was your first year of high school, so it was a little different back in those days. But yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Now, when I was doing a little bit of research over the weekend, Casey, I didn't realise you sort of got your start at Australian Idol or way back when. Can you tell us what that was like and what you remember of that, if you remember anything at all?
Yeah, no, I do. It was funny. I guess back in the day when Idol was on, I had been approached a few times by, you know, the producers who were looking for people to audition, and they sort of planted the seed and said, we'd love you to come on the show. And I turned it down a couple of times because I was quite happy doing my own thing, and I'd sort of started to release my own music. And then enough people sort of got in my head, and the occasional drunk punter that had come up at the end of the show and go, mate, I reckon you'd go all right in that bloody Idol show. So you should. So I ended up just going, I'll just have a crack, and didn't expect to get, you know, all the way through, and ended up making the top 12. And yeah, it was great. A great experience, and sort of got you out of your comfort zone, and taught me a lot about, I guess, you know, getting used to performing on live TV, and all that sort of stuff. So got me out of my shell. And now, funnily enough, back in those days, Dicko was one of the judges, and we're good mates now. So he lives up on the sunny coast, and we caught off and chat, and yeah, he's been terrific.
Now, of course, your album Lighted Up. I'm gonna have a confession here, Casey, that it gets a bit of high rotation in the Brewer household. How's it going on the charts at the moment?
It's been great. I mean, we were lucky to debut at number one on the ARIA country album charts, which is great. But to go back to number one, you know, I think it was a month ago, because we'd been on the road for quite a bit, and you know, you're obviously selling a lot of records at shows and stuff, and then we finally got our hands on, we've been waiting for a while for the vinyl tour, right?
Yeah.
Because there's literally a worldwide shortage on vinyl, believe it or not. It doesn't matter if you're Justin Bieber or, you know, Taylor Swift or whoever, there's huge delay. So we've been waiting to get the vinyl, and it finally arrived, and so, yeah, we were lucky enough to go back to number one, I think, again, about a month ago. So it's been really good and nice to have new music out, and you know, the response to radio has been great too.
Isn't it amazing that vinyl is making a comeback? Because I know my son would look at some old vinyl records, because we've got a little collection through my grandfather who passed away, and he looks at them and he goes, well, how do we play this? And we try and explain that we, you know, got the needle and everything, but it's great that vinyl's coming back.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And even the things that you can do with vinyl now, you can, the design of the vinyl, like back in the day, it just used to be stock standard black vinyl, but with the ones that we've brought out, they're like a fluorescent orange, and we've been able to put all these unique colours into the artwork and make them like a little bit of a collector's item as well. So, yeah, it's great that they're back.
Now, of course, the news coming through, and this is breaking news. Are we allowed to say breaking news? That you are coming back to Bundy to perform for 4BU's Friendliest Street, a street party. I know you get a lot of requests to do concerts or maybe acoustic sessions or cameos and all of those sorts of things. I know you get a lot of those, but what's the, this is going to be up there. This is going to be massive.
It is. And, you know, it's a great idea. And as I said, you know, fond memories of any time that I've been to Bundy. And I know that the locals are always, you know, very friendly, nice people. So we're looking for the friendliest street in Bundy. And what I'm going to do is we're going to fly up to Bundy and put on an exclusive sort of street party and little acoustic concert for you guys. So it's going to be good. I haven't done anything like that before. It's really unique and different. Couldn't think of anywhere we'd prefer to come. So Bundy's, it's going to be great.
All right. All you need to do is just tell us a bit of a story via our website, 4bu.com.au. Casey Barnes could be performing in your street, and I really do appreciate your time this morning, and can't wait to see you in, a month and a bit's time.
Absolute pleasure. We'll see you soon.
That is Casey Barnes joining us on 1332 4BU.